Good morning. My guest this morning is Susan Swartz, who I think everyone knows who's listening to the show.
That would be nice.
Good morning, Susan.
Hey, Roland. How are you?
Well, I am fascinated by what we're going to talk about. And as I said, I wish we had longer than 5 minutes to do it in. It's a play of sorts called Secret Lives. So talk about it.
The play. Okay. This is kind of a hybrid event that my co-writer Libby Lee and I have put together. We have written a script about women with HIV. The play has not yet been produced, although we're sure that some local theater is just dying to put it on. And so we were asked by Occidental Center for the Arts to come out and talk about the writing process, how we took these lives of real women and turned them into a script. So our discussion is called Secret Lives because most of these women live in secret. But the play itself is called People Like Us. So we will be talking about how we created this script and how we found these marvelous women who were so open with their stories. And then we will have some of our actor friends doing monologues that are based on the lives of some of our characters, some of these real women. And then we will also certainly try to spread the word that HIV is not over, and that a large number of new diagnoses are among women, young and older women.
I have never heard this before.
I know. I didn't really think about it myself. Back in the 80s when the AIDS epidemic hit our area so heavily, I did stories for the Press Democrat on a lot of people who had AIDS, but I very seldom ran into women.
Yeah,
and now they're kind of being called like the forgotten face of HIV and AIDS. But I also found it interesting that a lot of older women who are divorced, newly single, who are out there having a new, good, happy life are not realizing that they are vulnerable to becoming infected.
It never having been so before.
Not having to worry about it when they were younger and having, you know, having their first sexual encounters, they had to worry about getting pregnant. They're too old to get pregnant now, but they're certainly not too old to get STDs. And part of that is getting becoming infected with the HIV virus.
So what your audience at the Occidental Center for the Arts will be seeing is you and your co-playwright talking about the play and how it came to be and so on.
Exactly.
And then some local actors coming in and playing the roles.
Right. They'll be doing monologues that are based on – because when we first started writing the play, we made them all monologues. And then we went to these playwright writing groups and they said, oh, no, don't do monologues. You have to create a, you know, an – storyline and an arc, you know all about that from your acting days. And so, but we still have these fabulous monologues from these fabulous women. So we'll be, that's what we'll be presenting.
Well, when it finally comes to be a real play, how will it look? Will it be monologues?
No, it will not. It will basically, we will have stories. All the women who are in there, and they're like 6 to 8 women, will know about how they became infected, how they are living these isolated lives. That's the problem with this, that these women are all alone until they find each other. And then as women do, we get together and then we help each other. We also have a lot of fun and crack each other up. We would walk out from these groups of women who we met, and we would just be laughing because they would just be saying the funniest darn things. We thought, oh, write that down. We've got to put that in the script. And so that's basically it. And it, as I said, it's kind of a hybrid, but when we get it on stage, it will be a storyline, and you'll be following one woman in particular who has been infected, and she's been infected by her husband, who has died, and now she has to go and figure out what the heck she's going to do with her life.
So how do people get tickets?
Oh, well, you can go, you can call Occidental Center for the Arts or go to the website. And the event is June 26th, which is a Friday night at 7 o'clock. And there's a sliding scale donation of $5 to $10. And all the proceeds will be going to Food for Thought, which is the food bank for HIV and AIDS people in our community.
Excellent. Folks, better see it. Better see it. June 26th, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.